Melissa Kelly is here. She's the executive director of the Sonoma County Regional Park Foundation.
Hello,
hello there, Melissa. Can you hear me?
Oh, hello there. Thank you.
There we go. I'm thrilled that you're on. And of course, we're talking about Waterbark, annual event that that really, really kicks up a lot of interest around here.
It does. Well, it is such a fun event for us to put on, and everybody just has a great time. The people, the dogs, it is just really a kick. And we even have people who come by and say, I don't have a dog, but can I go in just to watch? Or can I stand here by the fence and see what's going on?
I don't blame them. Now, what happens here, if you're not aware of it, is that at Spring Lake Regional Park.
It's at the lagoon.
It's at the lagoon.
At the swimming lagoon. And so we invite the dogs during the month of September on the weekends to come and go for a swim. And it's a fundraiser for the Sonoma County Regional Parks Foundation. So it helps support all of our wonderful parks.
Absolutely. We're all in favor of that, Melissa. And so you let the dogs out and let them loose. And they go, you know, kicking around with each other in the lagoon. Do people go in too?
People are not allowed to swim with the dogs. It's a health issue. So
you can
go in up to your ankles if necessary. We do have lifeguards on paddle boards out there, and there have been times when the lifeguards have had to retrieve a dog that couldn't swim quite as well as it thought it could.
Yeah, that's good. I was wondering how this thing was going to be staffed because, I mean, how many dogs, and is there a limit to the amount of dogs that you let in every day?
Well, the water park is open, so this weekend it's Sunday only because there is a big cross-country meet at Regional Park at the Spring Lake Regional Park on Saturday. And then the water park also happens the 22nd and the 23rd and the 29th and the 30th. It's from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. And it's just $5 for Regional Parks members, $5 per dog, $7 per dog if you're not a Regional Park member, and then you also need to pay the parking fee. And the dogs, it's all fenced in around the lagoons. So for people who are familiar with the lagoon, usually there's not a fence around it.
Yeah.
We put up a fence especially for the water park so that we don't have any renegade dogs go running off.
Trying to shake it all off, yeah.
Yes. And we often get as many as 500 dogs in a day, but it starts at 9 in the morning and it goes all the way till 5 in the afternoon. And people and dogs kind of spread themselves out, and it's a good-sized area. So it's really unusual for it to feel crowded.
So lifeguards on paddle boards in the lagoon itself, and they're the peacekeepers, yes?
Well, you know, it's amazing that we really don't have very many incidents with the dogs because it's not an area that is typically a dog area. So none of the dogs feel like, oh, this is my territory and I need to protect it. So they all seem to get along quite well, and it's just a happy tail wagging experience.
Well, they're otherwise engaged too. You know, they've got something else going on to worry about what the other one is doing. The problem with I'm coming over on Sunday. Sunday with my
Excellent.
Pup Chance. Yeah. And this will be her first time, well, not swimming, but in the lagoon. And of course, the biggest issue I think that a lot of dog owners have is how are we going to get them out of there when they're having so much fun, they don't want to quit.
That is definitely an issue. So I suppose the lifeguards could help retrieve the dogs that don't want to come in as well.
it's a fun way to use the lagoon at the end of the season. There's no question about it. And as far as the fees go, just another reason, Melissa, to get a season pass for the regional parks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you get your season pass for Sonoma County Regional Parks, then you only have to pay $5 to get into the water park, and you don't have to pay anything at all for your parking.
Yeah, it's a great deal and a great way to support our parks, too. And very, very affordable, I might add, the season pass. And talk to me about the photographs, Melissa, because I understand there are photos involved in all of this.
Yes. So our wonderful photographer, Julie Vader, will be at the water park on the 22nd and 23rd only this year.
Okay.
And she'll be out there snapping all kinds of photos, and then she posts them online, and anyone who's interested can purchase them through her online store. And she takes absolutely fabulous pictures of the photos of the dogs that are there. And it's just really a great opportunity to get a professional picture of your dog having a fabulous time. And that as well helps support the Parks Foundation.
I feel a Christmas card coming on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, with the photograph like
that. Yeah, she gets 50% of all the proceeds back to the Parks Foundation.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, this is not the first year you've done it, so it must have worked out well in years prior.
You know, it just gets better and better every single year. So we do have opportunities to pre-purchase your ticket at Brown Paper Tickets. You can just type in 2018 Waterbark into the search button on Brown Paper Tickets. And we also have the waiver form on our Sonoma County Parks Foundation website. And so people do have the opportunity, if they want to make their check-in go a little bit faster, they can use those two resources and arrive with their waiver and their ticket in hand and then just get swooped right into the Waterbark. We have season passes for the dogs as well, and those are obviously the most popular the very first weekend. It's just kind of fun to get your season pass for the dog, even if you're getting into the Waterbark season, because the season pass enables you to get a photo ID for your dog. So I know people who the Waterbark is long over from last year, but they're still carrying around their dog's little photo ID, just like what you get for your gym membership.
Well, we love our pups, and we want to do whatever we can to make them happy. And swimming with a bunch of other dogs, that's got to be at the top of the list.
Absolutely.
Very good. Very good, Melissa. Thanks for coming on to tell us about Sonoma County Waterbark. It's going on this Sunday and then the next two weekends of September as well. Thanks for being here, Melissa.
Thank you so much for inviting me to come and talk, Pat.
All right. That's Melissa Kelly, the executive director of the Sonoma County Regional Park Foundation Waterbark, this Sunday only.